My favorite part of the latest chapter of Jinx was just how similar it was to when Jiwon realized that he liked DG and BJ Alex, which was Minghwa's first story. And one of the things that this kind of solidifies for me is that Jaekyung, whether he knows it or not, has been in survival mode his entire life. And those of you that know survival mode, you can't really just turn it on or off. It has lasting consequences. This stays with you forever. And so not only was he in survival mode, he was constantly trying to prove to his mom that, you know, it would be okay as long as he did XYZ, as long as he achieved, you know, being number one and having all this money, things would just be okay. And when he reached it and things weren't okay, it just, you know, things still quickly fell apart. And I feel like he never really got out of that mindset of, you know, I just need this one thing and things will be okay. And then he kind of realized a little bit too late that Dan was this thing. And I know that a lot of people are making fun of the way that he found his Jinx, which was one of his teammates was reading a Bible and he was saying, like, this is just kind of my thing before the match. And that was also very similar to Jiwon in the sense that it was just whoever in order, like, whoever it was. So for Jiwon, it was, you know, telling the stories of his, you know, exploits as a way to gain following and as a way to gain notoriety. And with Jaekyung, it was just, you know, sleeping with whoever it was in order to win a match. They were just stepping stones. It could have been anybody. And then it became increasingly clear that it had to be Dan. It couldn't be anybody else. And I think because of his, you know, survival mode mindset, you know, he just did, you know what, this thing worked. Why go looking, you know, for anything else? He was just going to stick to the Jinx. And instead of it just becoming a thing that relaxes him, it turned into this compulsion of, if I don't do this, I will lose. And I don't want to diagnose anyone, but as someone who had OCD, like a pretty severe form of OCD, especially when I was a lot younger, that's all it takes. If something works, you continue to do it, or else consequences. And I don't know. Minghwa, I love you. The way that you set up the story was just amazing. And I'm really looking forward to how the rest of the story progresses now that he realizes that Dan, this is the person for him. And this is, you know, what this is the person that means more than winning ever could mean.